uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Open Line Friday today. Whatever's on your mind today, you can
express yourself.
Express yourself. Toll-free number anywhere on this side of heaven. But if you're listening in heaven, call me. Whatever's on your mind. 888-77-5377-3. 888-77-JESSE. It is 49 degrees in Los Angeles this morning, and it's freezing. I was so cold coming into the studio this morning. At 49 degrees, I could not believe it. The heater came on in my home today, this morning, by itself. So you know that it's cold. 49, and we have Travis is from Chicago. He's like, oh, it's a little chilly this morning. I'm like, no, it's cold. Well, not cold, a little chilly. It's cold. 49 degrees. Can you imagine that in Los Angeles? My biblical question, how does a male become a female and a female become a woman? How does a male become a female? How does a male become a male and a female becomes a woman? There's a fire, a major fire burning in Los Angeles, west north of Los Angeles, I believe. And it's terrible. It's awful seeing these people's homes and businesses burn down. Just major stuff happening right now. Down in Florida, according to Fox 13 News, the Governor Rick Scott warns rampant fraud possible in Broward and Palm Beach counties. The Democrats, as usual, are trying to steal the elections in Florida. And then this black woman with the unusual hair in Georgia, she doesn't want to concede. And it made me think about Gary, Indiana. I lived off and on in Gary, Indiana. And at one point, Gary, Indiana was controlled by whites. And at the time, it was a beautiful place to live, nice schools and everything. And then the whites left after they elected the first black mayor because the morning after the night of, all hell broke loose. The blacks went totally insane. I would never forget that. And the whites patched up and left. And the blacks took over the government of Gary, Indiana. And Gary, Indiana went to hell in a handbasket overnight because the black Democrats were stealing the money. They were fighting amongst each other for power. And Gary went to hell and has never returned. As of this day, it has not returned. It got so bad that the black men even stopped running for office there in Gary for the most part. And the women took over, the black women, and it got worse. Crime and violence and empty buildings. And I'm thinking that if this woman in Georgia, what's her name, James? Stacey Abrams. If she takes over, because she did not win, by the way, Georgia is going to hell in a handbasket overnight. And this guy, Andrew Gillum down in Florida, same thing. Gillum was a terrible, terrible mayor down in that area there. And likewise, if he had become governor, it would be over. This is reality. It's just the way it is. We should be honest about it so we can get it right. Here's Fox 13. Rick Scott speaks in a news report.
Every Floridian should be concerned there may be rampant fraud happening in Palm Beach and Broward counties.
Scott says the supervisors of elections in both counties are incompetent and violating the law.
We ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Scott is now asking the FDLE to investigate, and his campaign team is suing both county supervisors.
The unfortunate thing is that about black Democrats, and they don't mind lying. They don't mind stealing, and they don't mind lying, especially if they're taken from the white man. It's something in their brains, the wickedness of their hearts, causes them to feel justified if white people are involved. It's so weird. It's pure evil. Here's more from Governor Scott.
The people of Florida deserve fairness and transparency, and the supervisors are failing to give it to us. The supervisors, Brenda Snipes and Susan Booker, cannot seem to say how many ballots still exist and where these ballots came from or where they have been. I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election from the great people of Florida.
And they do this every time down in Florida, the Democrats do. You know, it reminds me of South Africa, Mommy Africa, where the blacks have taken over there in Africa, and they're so wicked that they're taking the land from whites there, farmland, without compensation. The blacks are going out killing white people in their homes, and just horrible stuff happening. If these type of black people take over, those type of black people take over the government here, because these are the same type of people. If they take over the government here due to the hatred in their hearts of white Americans and of all people, because when you hate one, you hate all white folks, it's going to happen to you here. It really will happen to you right here in the United States of America. And that's why I'm warning you, white Americans, especially conservative Christian white people, that you need to get married and have a whole bunch of babies, because eventually these people would have brought in people of color from other countries, and they're coming here with the same mentality, and they will eventually take over the government completely. And when they do, white Americans, the ones, if it wasn't for white folk, we would not have an American. They will come after you. Mark my word, this woman with the gray hair, I have no idea if she's right or wrong right now, but I don't believe her. Look at her. You can't believe these people. It's a battle between good and evil. It has nothing to do with male or female. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism. No ism. No deadbeat dadism. No such thing as white supremacy. It's a right and a wrong, good and evil. The Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, President Trump, and Andrew Gillum. This all by is about them.
In a statement, Senator Bill Nelson's spokesperson says the goal here is to see that all votes in Florida are counted and counted accurately. Rick Scott's action appears to be politically motivated and born out of desperation.
President Trump weighing in tonight on the controversy, tweeting law enforcement is looking into another big corruption scandal having to do with election fraud in Broward and Palm Beach. Florida voted for Rick Scott.
And in response to Scott's lawsuit, Andrew Gillum took to Twitter firing back, saying, Mr. Scott, counting votes isn't partisan, it's democracy. Count every vote.
Amazing, huh? The horrible thing about it, these Democrats don't mind lying. They don't mind stealing. They have no problem with it because Satan is their father. I want to take some calls, but I have no idea why you're calling. And so I have to kind of fake it until I can make it. My call screener is not on his job this morning. This is from WPTB TV, NBC 5. Governor Rick Scott ordered a law enforcement investigation. Governor Rick Scott is running for U.S. Senate for Florida against incompetent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson. Scott led by 0.5% on election night, but as of last night, it was 0.2%. This is about I want Republicans to know that they cannot afford to play around with evil. You have to be tough with evil in your own life and your public life, because evil's whole mission, entire mission, one purpose or two purposes, to destroy, to deceive, and to destroy, to kill. And if you're like a weak Christian, you just quote the Bible. Jesus said in 1 John chapter 3, they don't care about that. And there's no power and authority in that. Wake up and live. Wake up and live.